Thanks, Tara. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it. So it sounds like you were chatting with Tara about the possibility of taking advantage of the listing we had open this morning for the first page of Google for concrete services.
Yeah.
Okay, super, super. Now, I'm kind of looking through her notes here a little bit. You've been in business for about 4 years, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it on the side for about 4 years. I used to work for a much larger company, building gas stations.
Oh, wow.
I just kind of did it on the side until I built up a good tool base and some reliable guys. And,
nice.
And now I'm out on my own.
Well, that is awesome. That is really awesome. I always love to hear success stories like that. And you, being 4 years in business, you're doing great then. So obviously you do good work. Now, do you have a Facebook page, Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Is it under Tim's Concrete Services?
It should. Yep.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you there. Oh, there's a Tim's Concrete in Arkansas, but I don't think that's you being up there in Michigan.
No.
Well,
no, it might have LLC on the end, too.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll dig for that while we chat then. So, and Tim, before I go jumping right into pricing, do you have any questions so far?
Is it just like a monthly fee that you pay to be on the top of the list, or is it a one-time fee or something like that?
Yeah, it is a monthly service. So our job here at Local Splash, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. And our job is getting our clients like Tim's Concrete on that first page of Google so that people can find you and then they can call you directly. So they search for your concrete services. They see your Google business profile. People are in a hurry these days. So quite often they're just doing one search. They see Tim's Concrete. They click and they call you. So we don't filter, screen, or sell those leads to you. So basically calls are unlimited. So the other thing that happens here, too, is once we get you all set up, Tim, we'll close down that category of concrete services from Ancelona, and that actually is locked in for a 50-mile radius. So that 50-mile radius around your home base, we won't be working with your competitors. Sound fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, super. Now, do you have a website by chance yet, Tim?
Oh, we haven't launched it.
Okay. Do you have the domain name already?
I don't. I'm having another girl do it, and she just started doing one last week or something like that, so I don't know what all she's gotten done with it. She wanted me to send her a bunch of pictures and that kind of stuff. And then I think she was just kind of throwing some.
Putting things together for you. Okay, so I'm going to give you another option here. As we were chatting, I pinged my chat to see if we could do a website for you. So perhaps it would save you some money. It's something that would be included with your service. There's no charge. It is about a $300 value, and that web page will be all about Tim's Concrete Services, your logo, your contact information, a link so that people can do Google reviews for you. We'll also make sure that that website is Google compliant, optimized, conversion driven. And then, so we do all of that local programming. We combine it with keywording, content, photos, backlinking. And then we not only feature you on Google, but we get you out to all destinations. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. And that's all tied to your website, of course. Now, I also didn't find a Google business profile for you yet. Is that something that you started?
No, I think all I did with the Google was just get, I got on the map.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let me take a look. So I'm not actually finding, not finding a Google business profile for you, but that's not a problem. It might be stalled out somewhere. Did you receive, a postcard from Google with a verification number or a PIN number?
I don't know. All I did was go to Google Maps, and then I just created a business or whatever on there, and then it was a couple days later that it became active.
Gotcha. Okay. So for some strange
concrete and Amplona or something like that, it pops up. It's like 8 or 10 down or something like that.
Let me take a look. Try searching that. So concrete. Unfortunately, so far, I'm not finding you. Okay. I see what's up. Yeah, so we want to get your Google business profile going. That's something that we'll do as well. It's included in our services. I'm sure you're familiar with what it looks like. If you Googled something super simple like Ace Hardware, a box would pop up with their, probably a photo of the building front or their logo, company name, yeah. Hours, click to call, click for website, perfect. So right now, that's not showing for you, so your Google business profile isn't complete. So we'll get that going for you. In about 6 to 14 days, you'll get a postcard in the mail from Google. Hang on to it. We'll need that verification code. We send that to Google Corporate. They verify your address, and then they can pop your Google business profile. That's what we need to see on that first page so that folks can get a hold of you. So we'll tie in your website, whether you have your little gal build it or if we build it for you, either way is fine. You don't have to toss everything that she's done, but if you want to, that option is there. So either way, we'll tie your website in. And so first page, achieving that does amazing things, which I think you already see the value in being placed on the first page of Google, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Those calls all go right to you. Now, I see you've got an Angie's listing. How is that going for you?
I just set that up. I figured I'd give them a try and see what
gotcha.
They have. It was like $150 for the year, and then they charge a whatever the heck the fee is for.
Oh, sure. You bet.
So, yeah, I'll give you guys a month or two and see how it goes, and then
gotcha.
You know, if I'm not getting good leads out of it or something, I'll just get rid of it.
Now, have you received any leads so far?
No, I think it just went active like 2 days ago or something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. So maybe, I don't know if you're aware or not, you do know that those leads are also sold to your competitors, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. So,
that's the whole thing that made me weary of doing it, but I was like, I give them a try. You never know, you know, it's like anything else, you ask around and it's like some people have good things to say, some people have bad things to say, you know, so you never
really
know until you give it a try.
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, people go to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth or something.
Right.
And they complain about Disney. So yeah, it's the complainers that yell the loudest, of course. So
right.
Yeah. All right. So no worries there. So getting you on that first page of Google, industry standard is about 3 to 6 months. We cut that in half and I'll give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. That's because we're a Google Premier Channel partner. We've got training and certification directly from Google. So we're fast and we can make it affordable at the same time because we can do it quickly. And then, so big difference as far as leads and phone calls goes, Angie's versus first page of Google, is your leads aren't being sold and they come to you directly. So right now, when I search concrete for Mancelona, what comes up is an Angie's listing that says, click here for the top, it says 10 contractors in Mancelona. So they're not showing you personally, they're advertising for themselves. So having your own website and being on that first page of Google with your Google business profile, you bypass all of that, which these days is kind of what clients want. They're coming out of the pandemic, people want to spend their money locally. So they're looking for that local company and bypassing the franchise and the, you know, the overgrown companies. They want a guy like Tim who they can look in the eye and know that they're spending their money locally. Have you run into that too?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And then you said you do have a Facebook page. That's awesome. So we'll get, we can do that website for you. No charge. We'll get that Google business profile going for you also. That's included. So, you know, Tim, you are definitely a great fit for the listing. No negative reviews, actually all really good reviews that I'm seeing. Saw a couple of notations here in reference to you. So definitely, Tara had asked for a rate reduction for you. We do a discount for new businesses. Being that you're under 5 years old, I can still classify you for our purposes as a new business. So that got us that website thrown in. And that will, let me go ahead and apply her discounts. I can approve it. So that's going to bring you down to $299 a month. And then there is just a one-time $99 setup fee that goes to cover programming and content creation, and then you'll never see that again. So then to take advantage of the listing today would just be $398, and then that covers first month and that setup fee. And then going forward, you're just at that flat $299. You're not charged per call or per lead, so there are no click fees, call fees, surcharges, taxes, any extras added on. It, you can count on $299 a month, and that's for unlimited calls. And we also don't lock you into a contract. So everything is strictly month to month. So we do intend to have to do our job really well to have you continue service with us. And that's getting you on that first page and then, of course, keeping you there. So we do keep a close eye on algorithms as they change. We're in your account regularly making adjustments for, on data so that Google can keep you on that first page. Is that making sense so far, Tim? Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this would do wonderful things to grow your business, getting on that first page and taking those calls directly, right?
I would sure think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, and then that we're not giving those leads to your competitors, that's kind of a game changer for you too. All right. Well, perfect. Well, Tim, you're a great fit for the listing. It is something that we'll fill out today. I would love to offer it to you. Let's go ahead and get you set up and get more calls coming your way with more business.
Okay. How long is it going to take?
Oh, it'll take us about 5 to 10 minutes. Not very long.
Okay.
All right. Do you have 5 or 10?
I think so, yeah. I was just setting some stuff up. I got concrete coming this afternoon, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. We'll be quick. So I got to pop a couple of screens open here. And so I do want to mention too, we do ask for a verbal commitment that you'll stick it out for the first 2 months. And the reason is timelining. I mentioned that it'll take us 30 to 45 days to get you up there on that first page. So we're into that second month. We do ask for that verbal. If we do anything less than that first 2 months, it would be doing you a disservice. And that's the last thing we want to do to a client. Make sense?
Right.
Okay, all right. You still do only, you don't have to pay for 2 months up front. You could if you wanted to, but you'll just do the first month and then the setup fee today. All right, so I'm going to go through and get some info.
Right, and the ad won't show up, or the ad isn't probably going to show up for like a month or something like that.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so I'm going to go through and verify some info, and then just got to make sure. I know you guys a lot of times leave your wallets behind. You do have a card with you today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, super. Now, Tim, do you want, I assume Tim is short for Timothy. Is your name spelled out on, like, legal paperwork, billing?
No, I just do everything through.
Just do it as Tim. Gotcha. All right.
You can just do, for as far as, like, if you got to do an owner name or whatever.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. And Tim, what is your last name?
Nuremberg.
Oh, I'm going to have to.
Yeah. N is a Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
U-R-E-N as a Nancy.
Okay.
B-E-R-G.
Ah, not as difficult as I thought it was going to be. All right.
Nope.
Perfect. So I'm going to, I've got to grab some text here. And then I'm going to send a couple of texts to you. Bear with me just a second. There we go. So I've got, actually, let me back up. What's your email address, Tim?
Timothy Nuremberg, so T-I-M-M-O-T-H-Y, Nuremberg, N-U-R-E-N-B-E-R-G,
okay.
@gmail.com.
All right. And so it's Timothy with two M's, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Is that how you is that how your name is spelled?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. I've never seen it spelled with two M's. How unique.
Yep.
All right.
Well, my mom decided to be different, I guess.
Nice. Nice. And now, do you have access to your email right now, Tim?
I do.
Okay, super. So I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics, and I should explain that. It's also included. So you'll be able to log in anytime, upload photos for us to change on the website, see what keywords you're listed for, add keywords, and you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting too. So then I'm going to the next one. You don't have to do anything with these two emails yet. Just let me know if they made it, though. The next one is the exact price and package that I quoted you. Want you to have that in writing as well. And then, Tim, your phone number, 231-676-8654. Is that also your cell and business line?
Yes.
Okay, super. And you are still on Eastern time. All right. Did those emails make it to you, Tim?
Gail?
Yes, that's me.
Yep.
Awesome. Perfect. All right. So that means lines of communication are open. I like that. All right. So my job is to be thorough. So I'm going through checking and double checking information. So I'm going to send you three text messages also. The first one is going to be my direct contact information. I'm the lead on your account, so you can always reach out to me. I want you to have me in your phone. And that one is off. And the next one is our customer service line. I want you to have them in your phone as well. I always want you to be able to reach one of us. All right. And then the third one for late night viewing maybe is a YouTube video tutorial on that dashboard and analytics that I mentioned. So that's coming through. That's a link for you. And then same thing, if you would just let me know that they made it through, that would be great.
Yep.
And
please click on see the video example of our client dashboard.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. All right. Then the next thing I want to verify. So I've got Tim's, and is it apostrophe S or no apostrophe in the legal name of the company?
I don't think there is an apostrophe.
Okay, so Tim's Concrete Services, LLC. And let me grab this. Are you at 4454, is it Osland Road?
Yep.
Perfect. And is that a home address also?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, now this is, it's completely optional. A lot of our clients are home-based. So on that Google business profile, we can list the city, Mansalona, and leave off your physical address, or we can have the address published. Entirely up to you. Most clients opt to have it.
Probably just the Mansalona address.
Gotcha. All right. Let me make a note for them. I'm sorry, what was that, Jim?
Not the full address, just the Mansalona.
Gotcha. All right. Please omit from Google Business Profile. Perfect. Make a note for our techs. All right. And then phone number is good. We got all of that. So next, if you would please, I need to set up your onboarding call. So this call is as your schedule allows, but we'd like to do it as soon as possible because we like to get to work right away. What will happen during that call, our tech will sit down with you. They'll go through basically quality control, making sure that everything I gathered about you and your business is accurate, no typos. We want everything 100% before it goes out. They'll show you how to upload photos. You'll go over keywords some more. The call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we block out an hour. That way, if you have other questions or you know, need more help on anything, then we have the time to do that. So let me take a look here what we have. You've got concrete coming today. You don't want to do it today. How does tomorrow look for you, Tim?
I got concrete again tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
This afternoon, I should, I don't know how late you guys work or whatever, but around 3 o'clock or so, 4 o'clock.
Oh, perfect. So we could actually do, let me make sure they've got openings. Yes. We could do 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock. You got it. Perfect. All right. Plunk that in. Okay. So I'm going to set up this calendar appointment and then I'll send that to you as well. So I'll have you look for that email when it comes through. There we go. Okay, perfect. So I'm sending you a calendar item or appointment. The subject line of the email is going to be local/CIE. And if you could check for that and let me know when it arrives, that would be wonderful. And I'm going to make another note here. Perfect. Did that email make it to you, Tim?
I don't see anything yet.
Okay. sometimes it takes a minute because it goes through the system. And I'm answering a couple of questions here. All right, so services you offer. So concrete, of course. Now, do you do stem walls, foundations?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you do the dirt work involved as well? I mean, I'll call it excavation, but...
Small amounts of it, yeah, if it's like a... You know, if it's more than a couple hours worth of machine work, I try to just fire it out for the most part.
Gotcha. So I'll put excavation. That way, at least it's listed, since you do some excavation. That, and obviously you're welcome to accept or turn down, you know, clients that come through that want you to completely redo. Can we say driveways?
Yeah.
Sidewalks. Let's say slabs, because someone might search slab. Let's say monolithic slabs. I assume you do mono slabs as well.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Any other, do you do masonry work? Any other services that you offer? Or any other way we can...
We do some mason work. We do stone veneer work too.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Any others you can think of? I've got stem walls.
Decorative concrete.
Do you do concrete stamping?
Yeah, that's part of the decorative. Yeah, we do exposed aggregate, that kind of stuff.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to list both decorative concrete and concrete stamping. Just do we cover both bases depending on how people search? How about concrete staining?
Smaller jobs we will. Yeah, I haven't really got real big into the staining yet, but
gotcha.
Yeah, you can put it on there.
I've seen a couple. I actually used to own a remodeling company before I retired from that and came here. And it's amazing. It's stinky, but it's amazing. Two shower floors, just kind of cool. I had never experienced it before. So that was, people don't get excited about concrete. I do. It's what everything else is built on, and it can be just beautiful, especially, somebody like you that knows what they're doing. All right. So that's covered. Now, do you want us to build a web page for you, or do you want to let your gal do it?
I mean, you guys can.
Okay.
That's fine. I can just,
perfect.
I mean, she's just doing it as a favor.
I gotcha. Well, this'll save you. You won't have to do that, and we'll... make sure it's Google compliant too, which is a big plus. Make another note here. Okay. And then two questions for you. These are both optional, but they're also included. So there's no additional charge. First question is, do you want the call tracking to be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting?
Oh, for like my purpose or your purpose or something?
For your purposes. Yep. So you can have that data where calls are coming from, how many calls you're getting. You can see locations from where searches were performed.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I will tell them a yes on that. And I'm going to send you another link. This is just informational and it's coming by text. So you can check it out later. It's more information in depth on that. And then next question, also included, no additional charge, but obviously it is optional. We just rolled out, I guess it's probably about 4 weeks ago now, our Splash app. So it's an app that you can download from the Play Store. you can make and receive calls through it without people knowing what your cell phone number is. So it uses your existing phone. You just dial through that app. It allows you to record calls if you want to, which sometimes comes in handy, you know, to be able to go back and go, oh yeah, this was 3 inches different than what we had planned, things like that. That's something that you'd like to give a try.
No, it's okay for right now.
Okay, no worries. If I can spell today. Yeah, we're going to see. You would think it's Monday.
Right.
There we go. All right, so we're doing Ancelona. And surrounding. And then, Tim, do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, or email?
Probably phone and email.
You got it. We do all three. All right, that all looks good. We're getting close. Okay, make another note over here, and I'm double-checking through everything, too, to make sure that my end looks good. No mistakes. And then I've got to drop in your calendar appointment in another spot. Oh, Tim, did that calendar appointment make it to you? It would be an email, subject line, local / CIE.
No.
Weird. Okay. Let me try resending that quick. Wonder where... Oh, you know what? Would you mind checking your junk mail? It might actually have gone there.
Don't see.
Still nothing. Look at what's going on here. So I've got TIMMOTHY NURENBERG at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to resend it to you. And let's just see if it goes through this time. All right. It's on its way again, I hope. All right. Let's see if that makes it. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription. And then... Okay, perfect. Oh, come on. There we go. I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, are you talking to someone else there?
Yeah, he was asking a
question. Gotcha. No worries. I was just making sure that I wasn't missing something that you were trying to tell me.
No.
Okay. All right, and let me... plunk in a couple more little notes here and double check a couple things. All right, that's perfect. All right, and then Tim, we are ready. Get to the right screen. So I'm ready for credit card information from you. So this will be as it appears on your card. Is it Tim or Timothy on the card?
Timothy.
All right. and then Nuremberg, and then there's the company name on the card as well, Tim.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then phone number attached, I assume, is the same as your cell.
Yep.
And then the address, 4454 Osland Road, Mantelona, Michigan, 49659. And is this Master, Visa, Amex, Discover?
I think it's a Master.
All right. And then I'm ready for those digits when you are, and I'll read back each four as you give them so I can make sure I got them in there right. Okay?
Okay.
All right, go for it.
5347.
5347.
4900.
4900.
0085.
0085.
0911.
0911. Wow, all those zeros. That's like, you should go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I know.
And, Tim, what is that expiration, please?
324.
E of 24. Perfect. And then the security code on the back, please.
513.
513. All right, let me update that, and then I'll send that through for payment. We'll do our voice verification, and then we'll be all set. While I'm updating this, could you check one more time and see if that email, local/CIE, made it to you?
The two that you were the last one.
Okay, let me see what's up over here. All right. So I'm going to redo this. So I'm going to take the calendar appointment completely out, and we're going to start over. So you might get a cancellation email, which would be a good thing, because I'm redoing it, hoping that this gets to you.
Local/support/invite.
Yes, we'll need that in just a moment. So that one, so that did go through. All right, I'm resending that calendar appointment to you. And again, it'll say local/CIE. You may have two now. You'll have one where I canceled the appointment and then another one where I redid it. So it would be the last one that you get. My fingers are crossed that it makes it through. And will you look for that? So your payment did go through just fine. So we need to do the voice verification. So if this is required of us as Google Channel partners, it is recorded, and it's attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. So it outlines the services that we're going to provide. So there are a couple of places where I'll ask you a question, and then you answer, and we'll keep going. So it is me live. It's not a recording. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Timothy's Concrete Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, operator.
And if you'd say your name also, Tim.
Oh, Timothy Nuremberg.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. So what that means is it doesn't mean you can't do other things online. People now are using TikTok and Insta for business. Just let us know. That way we can make sure everything still ties in. We'll want to get, you know, links to that if you do any of those things on your website and make sure it's all tied. So that's all that is. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is June 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398. That is $299 for your first month and a $99 setup fee. Moving forward, next month will be the straight $299. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the first of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after August 1st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. And then did that calendar appointment come back through?
Yeah, I think it did.
Perfect. If you could go into that, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. And if you would hit the yes, please, that'll confirm with our tech that you'll be there for that appointment. Any luck?
No, will you receive a login within 7 days? Is that a different email?
Yep, different email. It'll say local splash CIE. That'll be the subject line.
These are local splash support.
Weird. Why isn't that coming through to you? Would you mind checking your junk mail one more time?
Yeah, it doesn't show anything.
Okay. I'm going to make a note. So I assume you would confirm for today for that appointment, right? If the email, okay, yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm making a note for our text so that they know appointment. Earned fully that he will attend. There we go. All right. So take a look here again. So I've got you for 5 o'clock. Yes, perfect. I wanted to double check that. So I've got you for 5 o'clock. So they'll call you, and I just made a note for them so that they know. Yes, you're confirmed, but the calendar appointment wasn't coming through. One last little tidbit. The email that you found that says local splash initial invoice, if you could please go to that one.
Yep.
And then there should be an accept button in there. And then if once you hit accept, it's a written version of the voice verification we just went through.
This one says, Dear Tim Nuremberg, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay.
You're passionate about putting your business on the first page.
Is it titled Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Oh, that's this one. That must be this one. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah. Yep. And then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears. It'll be a digital signature. And then once you've typed that in and applied it, that should bring you to a login screen if we got everything right. And you won't have that login yet. They'll actually give that to you this afternoon. Is it working for you?
I don't know.
Did it bring up, did you find the accept button?
So I did that, confirm signature. Oh, I see. I didn't click the box.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, it took me to the sign in.
Okay, perfect. And then you got your name typed in and hit accept or enter.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, let me make sure it updated on my end. Sometimes it takes a minute to get through there. Perfect. All right, Tim, you're all set. Any questions for me for now?
I don't think so.
Okay, super. And then just one last reminder to make that meeting today at 5. And again, they will call you on your cell. And let me be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. We're glad to have you and glad to have your business.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We'll see you on the first page.
All right.
All right. You have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.